Om Sahana Vavatu, Sahanau Bhunaktu, Sahaviryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavadhitamastu Mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Okay, before we start, this is what I was thinking of doing. I wanted to kind of explain the 10 gunas just in brief overview, and then go quickly through the first 4th, 6th, and 10th to make sure that we remember those things, and then read through together parts of this book 2 of Antoine, where there's some really good explanation, makes it clear, and then if there's anything vague, we can stop there. Okay. Is that okay for everybody?
Sound good?
Yeah. Let's see if it works. Okay, so let's just think about the 10 gunas. First, we know that there's 10 groupings of verbs. Mm-hmm. And the groupings are determined by the gunna sign, right? Mm-hmm. And also root to base change. So root to base change and the gunna sign. When we're studying these gunas, we study the 1st, 4th, 6th, and 10th gunas first. And the reason we do that is because the gunna sign ends in a. So 1st is a, 4th is ya, 6th is a, 10th is a ya. So all of them end in a, right? A ya. So they all end in a. Which means that the Sunday rules base to base plus termination, mm-hmm, are exactly going to be exactly the same since all end in a. Mm-hmm. And also, it's not very complicated. It's only going to be sometimes guna sandhi, mm-hmm, right? So either it's going to add on directly, or there'll be some sort of guna sandhi, or there'll be a rule that says an following an you know, stays as a. So they're very, very simple rules. That's why we learn them first. Mm-hmm. After that, so after the 1st, 4th, 6th, and 10th, then we usually learn the 5th, 8th, and 9th. And again, that's because now it's a little bit more complicated, but not much. Mm-hmm. It's not too much more complicated because, again, the gunna signs end in a vowel. In this case, for the 5th, it's nu, right? For the 8th, it's u, and for the 9th, it's na, ni. Mm-hmm. Okay? And so those also are less complex. Everybody with me on that? It's just basic vowel sundae. There's a few unusual ones where the U will drop in some cases. In some cases, U or E will go to Ia or Iv. Ia or Uv. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's little peculiarities like that, but not very much. You don't have very many rules to learn for these. So we learn those next. Mm-hmm. Then, after that, we learn the 2nd, 3rd, and 7th. And the reason for that is in the 2nd, 3rd, and 7th, there is no gunna sign, per se. There's no gunna sign that follows the root. For instance, in the 2nd, the root stays the same, you add the termination. So there's going to be a lot of sandhi there, and some more exceptions than not. Then when we go to the 3rd, again, there's no gunna sign, but there's reduplication. So we'll learn that next. Still complex sandhi, okay? Confident sandhi, mm-hmm, and a lot of particular sandhis that are just applicable to a particular given gunna. Then we go to the 7th, where the gunna sign is inserted into the root, right? Mm-hmm. Past the medial vowel, right after the medial vowel, it'll be inserted either as un, na, or in for the week. Okay, so that's why we learn these in this order. The other thing that we have to note is that as opposed to the 1st, 4th, 6th, and 10th, the ending gunas, all of the others have strong and weak terminations. Right? Mm-hmm. And this is kind of likened to learning the declensions, the vowel ending declensions. Remember, you learned the Ramaha and Hari and Guru and Sital, the vowel ending declensions for nouns. Mm-hmm. And then you learn the consonant ending declensions. Once you get over to the consonant ending declensions, again we have strong and weak, mm-hmm. even the verb. So here, ending declensions, you know, for here, it goes like this, the ending gonna signs and for the verbs don't have strong and weak terminations, mm-hmm. but all of the others do. So the first four, six, and tenth, no strong and weak, and all of the others do. Sound familiar to everybody?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And so now, let's just do as a very simple exercise to start with before we start reading. Remember I said in the, let's go through and you just tell me the gonna sign for the first. Fourth. Fourth.
Yeah.
Six. Tenth. Let's go to the fifth.
New.
Okay, new. Eighth.
Ooh. So wait a minute. Isn't there two for the fifth?
Well, there's a strong. New becomes no.
Right.
But I'm not asking you that. I can ask you that. So the gonna sign is actually new, but in the strong terminations, it becomes, it takes guna.
Right.
But the actual gonna sign is new, but new takes guna in the strong termination. So those details we'll get into.
Okay.
But just give me the gonna sign now for, again, for the fifth.
Yeah.
Seventh. No, I'm sorry, fifth, eighth.
Ooh.
Eighth is ooh.
Okay.
Ninth.
Nah.
Nah is strong, knee is weak. Let's try it. Tell me this way. Let's go back to the fifth. What is the, what's the strong, what's the weak?
No.
No and new. What about the eighth? Strong, weak.
I know.
Right, because it goes to
it's going to take guna, right?
Right.
See, if the fifth is the weak, what we consider the gonna sign is ooh.
But it has an N, right? The N with N?
Mm-hmm.
So
new.
It's really ooh, though.
Yeah.
No, it's new. In the fifth, it's new.
Right. In the eighth,
it's ooh.
Right.
But so new goes to no in the strong. Ooh goes to O in the strong. So the five. Five, we would say the gonna sign, usually you say the gonna sign is new,
mm-hmm.
and strong, it's no.
No. Okay.
So let's go in that order. The eighth, what's the gonna sign?
Ooh.
Ooh. And what's the strong?
Oh.
Oh. Ninth, what's the gonna sign?
No.
Do the weak first if we're gonna go, it's knee becomes not in the strong.
Okay.
If we go weak to strong.
Okay.
Knee, nah. You can even go, you can go new, no. Ooh, oh, knee, nah. Nah is the strong. Okay? So that's the ninth. Okay, so what's the fifth?
New, no.
What? New, no. What? You can say it too, Penny. We can hear you.
Okay.
Okay, what's the fifth again?
New, no.
What's the eighth?
Ooh, oh.
What's the ninth?
I just memorized it the other way, so I'm just trying to transpose.
It's just a pair. Okay.
I think I get it.
I understand.
Okay.
Okay, let's do the second. What's the gonna sign?
There isn't any.
No gonna sign. What about the third?
No gonna sign, but reduplicates.
No gonna sign, but reduplicates. What about the seventh?
There's a nasal.
The verse changes.
If you're going to call it a gonna sign, it's a gonna sign that's internal to the root.
Okay. Is it considered a gonna sign, though?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I haven't thought about it like that, but you can look it up. It inserts a nasal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I have thought of that as the gonna sign, but I'm not sure actually technically, so we should look at it. You know, Penny, if in the seventh gonna, do they call the inserted nasal a gonna sign?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, because it does have a strong and weak form. Do you remember what, everybody know what the strong and weak form is? What's the weak form of an inserted nasal?
Uh, just the Nakara?
It's the Nakara.
Nakara and the weak form and the other ones.
And the other ones.
It is considered a Gunasana. I wrote that down.
Okay, good. Yeah, I always thought it was too. But when asked, I had a doubt. Okay. Now, so clear for that in terms of Guna signs?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's review then the first Guna. What are the changes? So we'll just go around the room. We'll start with you, Tara. What are the changes root to base?
The penultimate vowel takes Guna. And the final vowel takes Guna.
More.
And then A is added.
No.
Okay.
The penultimate short vowel takes Guna.
The penultimate short vowel takes Guna, and the final vowel takes Guna.
That's right.
Okay. And then A is added.
And then A is the Guna sign. Mm-hmm. Now, when... What if we have a root like nind? There's a short E followed by a conjunct consonant. What if you have a short vowel followed by a conjunct consonant?
It doesn't change.
It doesn't change. It's considered long. It's considered
right,
long.
Right, when it has a conjunct consonant following it, it's considered long.
That's right. Right, like nind. It's not going to become nindity. It stays as nindity. That's an important point. What about roots with a short like put?
It's
good
as a thing.
Oh, right, yeah.
Guna is the same.
It doesn't change, yeah.
Okay. Anybody have any doubts?
No.
What about if you have a root with an ending vowel like G to conquer?
G, that's a long E, right?
No, it's actually G. Short, but it's short.
Well, it will take Guna, which will make it G. Long G, like G.
No, what's the Guna for
E? J. J.
And then to the J, you have the Guna sign.
Right, and then you have Sunday there.
You have to do the Sunday, you have to do Jaya.
What's the Sunday with A plus A?
Jaya.
Jaya, so it'd be Jaya. What if you had Boo?
Right, Boo, it's a long U. So, it goes to Bo.
And then you add the
And then you add the and you get pow.
No, what's O plus A?
O plus A is... Isn't that
like out?
It's like
Baba. That's A plus O. That's A plus U is out.
Oh.
But O...
plus A.
If E plus A becomes Aya, what does O plus A become?
O plus A becomes...
Abba.
Abba. Right.
Right.
Okay.
E goes. E's going to go to A,
mm-hmm.
which will go to I
mm-hmm.
plus A. U will go to O, which will go to of plus A. Semi-vowel equivalent. Okay.
Right.
So those are kind of the simple things you need to remember for the first Guna. Everybody. Okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Virginia, let's go to the fourth Guna.
Mm-hmm.
What's root to base?
I'm just trying to think of the ending. It's just, yeah. The roots, they don't, four and six don't take Guna, so there's no Guna change or Vritti change, right?
That's right. So you just say
you just add the it's actually yakara plus the right? But if you say right?
We just say okay. He breaks it down that way for a matter of convenience for himself, but it's actually just
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So what
I want you to say was what you did say is just root to base, no change.
Okay.
Okay. It's not about not taking guna or vritti, it's root to base, no change.
Okay.
Okay. And that means it won't take guna vritti, but you want to know that the root stays the same in the base, and to that the yakara is added, and then the termination.
Okay.
When the termination is an atmane for the termination, what could be a point of confusion? If you've got the fourth guna
mm-hmm.
plus the yakara, plus an atmane for the termination. there's it, it can be confused with something else. Anybody else? No. Penny, Dina. If we use have the fourth guna and we have an atmane put a termination, mm-hmm. what can it be confused with?
Passive
voice.
Yes.
The fourth guna atmane put is exactly the same as the passive voice, and so you know fourth guna atmane put a roots can be confused. You have to keep that in mind. Penny, you want to do the sixth guna?
Yeah, there's no guna. There's no there's just the before the termination.
Yeah, so no root to base change, and it takes So that's how you can easily distinguish between the first and the sixth, right? Because the guna sign is the same.
Mm-hmm.
But one has root to base change, the other doesn't have root to base change. Okay. There's something else about several roots in the sixth guna. Several roots in the sixth guna take a nasal. But for the most part, the irregular is that it takes a nasal. Let me see if I can find that. Sometimes it's good just to make note of that. Go to page 20 in Anform Book 1. These are all six gunner roots. You see at the top of page 20?
Mm-hmm.
Crit, crint, mooch, mooch, mm-hmm. loop, and these are common, so loop, loop, lip, limp, vid, vind. That's all the time. Sitch, cinch. Ish, itch, and pretch, pritch. Those are two different types of. So there's just that ish, itch has to be memorized. Pretch, pritch comes all the time. These are all in Vedanta all the time. So I think it's just important to make that little note that one unusual thing about the sixth gun is some very common roots will insert a nasal. Okay. Okay.
I'm not sure I understand what you mean by we're inserting nasal.
Are you on page 20?
20, yes.
Look at the top.
Yes, I see the irregular verb.
So, crit, crint. Do you see the nasal inserted there? The root is crit.
Oh, the root, well, it's an irregularity of those roots.
Yes.
It'll change. I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's an irregularity of the root itself.
Okay.
Takes a nasal.
Okay.
But that has nothing to do with the sixth guna. It's just that there's a group of roots in the sixth guna that insert a nasal. Okay, Tara, let's do the tenth.
Okay. So, there is a change root to base, and it's a pretty change. I think if it's a short penultimate vowel or a final vowel, it takes pretty. No, okay. One of them takes pretty. The final takes pretty, right?
Final
the short
takes, pretty.
Takes the short middle takes guna. Okay. And then we add aya.
That's right. Now there's one other thing. Some books will break it out like this, others won't. The short middle takes vidi in many, many roots.
Oh yeah, that's right.
The short takes vidi in many roots, but there's so many roots that it doesn't take Vridian, just stays the same, that you have to make a note.
Yeah.
So some say that the short takes Vridi as the rule. Others don't say it as a rule and look at it as an exception. I think in Antoine, they look at it as an exception, when as exceptional roots. When I learned it as an actual rule, that takes Vridi, middle short, middle vowel takes guna, but takes riddhi, and ending vowel takes riddhi.
Okay.
Actually, I would have to go into the sutras to see what's right, and I didn't do that. Okay, let's let's take the root chur and give me the third person singular present tense T ending. What would it be? Chur.
Chorayati.
Chorayati. Chorayati,
that's right.
Chorayati, all short.
Chorayati.
Right. Take the root chi, ending vowel.
Chayati?
Well.
Okay, so it's chi, short e. Okay, so that would go to che.
Vidhi. Ending vowel is vidhi.
Chayati.
Then chai.
Chaya.
Chayaya. Right?
Chai.
What chai plus aya is what?
Oh, yeah. Chai plus aya is chai
yayati. Yeah, cha, right?
Cha
yayati. Good. That's what you need to know. Almost all of the. There aren't very many exceptions to this root that I know of. Let's see if they put one here. I think there's one that's important. Let me see if I can find it. Yeah, look on page, there's just a couple here. On page 28, number 33, irregular verbs of the tense, Gunnar. The one that is so common for us is spre, to desire. It doesn't take guna, it doesn't become spar hayati, it stays as spre hayati. Chud. He's using this as an exception where for me it would just be one of the many roots that take ah, right? Ched becomes chadiyati to cover. We use this word in Vedanta all the time, like ah chadiyati, that which, you know, covers, that jnanam covers ah chadiyati. The clouds cover the sun. This is the root that we use. Usually we put an ah prefix on it just to heighten the meaning. But spriya in the 10th gana is really very, very common. Okay?
Yep.
Okay, so that's the first, fourth, sixth, and tenth. Let's, before we go on to doing the fifth, now just take your book too. And go to the page I wanted us to read together. Go to page 3. Number 6 in book 2. Okay, I'm going to read it. In part 1, we have seen four conjugations, four gunas, the first, the fourth, the sixth, and the tenth. Six more remain to be learnt, the second, third, fifth, seventh, eighth, and ninth. The division of verbs into 10 conjugations does not apply to all the tenses and moods. This is, and I forgot to bring this up. Doesn't apply to all the tenses and moods. It
three. Okay.
Oh. You don't have a page?
This is part 2.
Yeah, part 2.
Sorry.
Okay. Page 3, number all 6. Right. Okay. In part 1, we have seen four conjugations. The first, fourth, sixth, and tenth. Six more remain to be learnt, second, third, fifth, seventh, eighth, and ninth. The division of verbs into 10 gunas, conjugations, does not apply to all the tenses and moods. It applies exclusively to the active voice, both parasmaipada and atmanapada, of the present, imperfect, imperative, and potential. This is important because we're moving on now. That's why we're having this review.
Mm-hmm.
Once we move on, this all of these gunna signs don't apply anymore. It's a whole different ballgame.
And is that's called the present system or the present construct? What is that called?
Well, he calls it the conjugational system.
Okay.
And that's just...
Yeah, you learned it as the present system.
Right, okay.
Okay,
that's what I'm trying to understand.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, well, included in the present system would be the present, the imperfect, like let, lung, lot, and ling. Let is the, you know, for let, you know, because they're let, lot, lung, and ling. Lung is the past tense. Lot is impaired, the imperative mood. Ling is the potential mood. So the past, present, and past, and then the two moods, imperative and potential. And those are the endings we've been learning all along. Okay. So in the passive voice and in other, let's see, in the passive voice and in other tenses of the active voice, like the perfect and the future, all verbs are treated alike without distinction of conjugations. Is that clear for everybody? Virginia, is it clear for you?
Sort of. I mean, I wondered about that because I read about that before. Does that mean that they're not, you're not really changing the root in any way? It's not going to be weak stems or anything. It's just going to be one ending for, the root will stay the same.
There's no gonna signs. There are no gonna signs.
Okay.
And the root will, we'll learn about this, what we call set and a net, set and a net roots, where some roots before a termination is added will take an E. Those are called sate roots. They take an E. They're together with an E. Sa plus E is se. So, and ta is a prajahara. Mm-hmm. So sate roots are roots that take an E. And then anit roots are roots that don't take an E. And so this is how all of these are going to be viewed now, whether they take an E or whether they don't take an E.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
But there's no particular root to base change unless it's in, well, there might be there some reduplication and that type of thing, but there's no gunna sign.
Okay. When you're saying gunna sign, I just want to make clear, because we learned this. We learned da to the root, right?
Yeah.
Lunga is the verbal stem, right?
Yeah.
And then the tin, I guess that's something with the ending, right?
Ting endings.
So the gunna sign is what is used to make the verbal, the anga, right?
The anga. The gunna.
Not the full anga. Or is it?
No.
It's just what
the unga is made. What takes the ting. The unga is what the ting is added to, onto.
Right.
Penny, is that right, how you're using
yeah,
that?
Yeah, so the unga is after the transformation.
Yeah, after the, including the gunna sign. Including the gunna sign, right?
Right.
Yes, so the unga, so you've got the datu,
then the root.
And then the unga becomes that which takes the ting, that takes the verbal ending.
Right.
Okay. Now, there are 10 gunas, right? So there's 10 ways of forming root to base,
right,
datu to unga, in the first four, in the present and past tense, present and imperfect, and in the imperative and potential mood. These 10 ways apply. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Once we get past these four, the two, the present and imperfect, the imperative and the potential. Once we get past these, we're out of this gunna system. And now there's just the root and whatever rules that root, it's not going to be divided into 10 sets of rules. There's just a set of verbs, the one set of verbs,
mm-hmm,
right, that are going to take these endings. Whether they be the perfect endings, the future endings, and whatever rules go into making that root to base change. Whatever rules there are that make a root to base change, say in the perfect tense, that'll apply to all of the roots. We don't divide them up into 10 anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean?
Yes.
But there will be a whole list of, long list of roots that are anit, and a list of roots that are sate. They have them in Bhadaraka, the whole list, some people memorize it. That means there's some roots that before they add the ting, the ending, right, it'll take an E. And some roots won't. So we'll be learning about that.
Okay.
Clear?
Mm-hmm.
From the perfect on, perfect, future, aorist, all of the ones that we're gonna learn from this point on, we don't divide the groups into 10 groups. There's only one group. One group of verbs. The only division will be sate and anit, whether they take an E or don't take an E. Also, if you notice here, it says...
So basically, just to be perfect, I mean, sorry to ask this, but I just want to make sure. So like if we have any root, like kri, or kri, right, as a root,
right,
that will no longer be strange in this, when we conjugate it in the future or the perfect or something. It will...
No, there's still strangeness. There'll still be strangeness, but there won't be...
Strangeness will be like everybody else's strangeness.
Yes, like everybody else's strangeness.
It'll
be
strangeness.
Yeah. It'll
be
it won't be a strangeness brought about by the gunna sign.
Okay.
It'll be a strangeness brought about just by simple sandhi.
Okay.
And so we're still going to have to contend with Sunday and with consonant Sunday. So that's where all the strangeness comes in.
But the rules are the same.
Yes.
That. I mean, those are consistent rules that don't have to do with.
They don't have
what,
to do with
what class Chris is from.
Classes are gone.
It doesn't matter. Okay.
Classes are gone. Okay. All the thing is that Satan and it will be there, whether it takes E or doesn't take E. Well, we'll learn about that.
Okay.
Okay. So notice how they put here that in the passive voice and in the passive voice and in other tenses of the active voice, like the perfect and the future, all verbs are treated alike without distinction of conjugations. Now remember in the passive voice, even when you learn the 10 guna signs, if you're doing passive, it's exactly the same. Mm-hmm. How do you do the passive? How do you form the passive?
Yeah.
With atmanepada endings.
Yeah.
Right, takes yeah with atmanepada endings. There are a lot of exceptions in the passive. Actually, I have a handout for that. I don't know if you all have that handout.
You may have given it to us when we went over it.
It might be worth your review just to remember, but the basic passive is the root, no root to base change, takes the yakara plus the atmanepada ending. That's basic. But then there are certain changes that the passive form will go through. Mm-hmm. I wonder if they have that. Those listed in a nice way. I can tell you what page they're on. I think they have it in book one.
We have them here. We have
the handout? Handout?
I think we had a handout that we were using.
That has all of the changes?
It has the passive system ending. There's
a volume of a war. It has a nice thing on page 657 with all the changes.
Okay.
Like final A becomes E, a nasal before a consonant drops out.
Yeah, that kind of stuff, exactly.
Yeah, there's six little rules that we have here.
Okay, that's what I want you to remember.
Yeah. Okay. This one?
Yeah.
I don't
know what to say. There's some
thought
in the changes and...
Yeah, exactly. And all of that stuff.
Drop nasals and that kind of thing.
Perfect, that's exactly what I'm thinking.
And there's something weird about class 10 verbs.
Yeah, that's true. In the class 10 verbs, the guna vriddhi...
Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess you give us handouts on the participles or the potential. I was wrong.
I've got a nice handout on the passive. I'll bring it out for you.
Okay.
Carol?
Yeah?
Could you email handouts to me possibly?
Sure.
And if they get too big, you can put them in Dropbox?
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm using that now.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, it's really nice. Really nice. Yeah, I'll send whatever I give out, I'll send to you.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
So I am going to try to be more regular.
That's wonderful. I'm glad. All right, let's go back to this third paragraph, the four tenses and moods. Okay, the four tenses and moods to which the division of verbs into 10 conjugations applies are called the conjugational tenses and moods. Now, you call it the present. What do you call
system.
It? The present system. So here, and I also learned it this way, conjugational tenses and moods. So as long as you know, you can keep your own name for it. Just know whether there's...
I want to use your name.
I like that name.
Yeah. Because it hooks up with conjugation.
Yeah, that's how it
conjugation song.
I think it's better, too, because we always got confused.
We ended up calling it the active construct to separate it from the passive construct. Right. Then we had it as the present system, and it was really...
Well, let's use conjugational tenses and moods.
That's great.
What are the tenses? What are the conjugational tenses?
The conjugate...
Present and imperfect.
Oh. No, the conjugational tenses.
Present and perfect, imperative.
No, conjugational tenses are present and imperfect. Conjugational moods.
Potential and imperative.
Exactly. So you have to know that. Conjugational tenses, tense has to do with time, past, present, or future. Mood has to do with state of emotion, or, you know, state of being in a way. So the imperative is, you know, please do this.
Okay.
Please sweep the floor. Potential is more of a general mandate. You should do this. You should not lie, that type of thing. There's different meanings of it, but those are just basic things.
Okay.
So it says, the conjugational tenses and moods, they are the present, imperfect, and imperfect. Those are the tenses, and imperative and potential are the moods, right? Of the active voice, both parasmaipada and atmanapada. Remember, it's active voice and passive voice. In the active voice, the subject is put in the nominative case. In the passive voice, it takes the instrumental case. You know? Let's look at number, is everybody with me so far?
Mm-hmm.
Any questions? Okay. Let's go to number 7. The verbs of the 1st, 4th, 6th, and 10th conjugations have one common feature. They insert a before the terminations of the conjugational tenses. Now he's doing something here that I never learned it this way. The verbs of the other 6 conjugations do not insert a before the terminations. What he means, what he does is he takes either a or yakara plus a, or a for the 6th, or aya plus a. And we have never broken them like that. See that it's a, ya, a, aya. But he breaks them this way, and he has a reason for it, which I'll show you in a minute later. Let's go to finish this part, though. The verbs of the other 6 conjugations do not insert a before the termination. So we're clear on that. Yeah?
Don't we see this with other grammarians also? They make the distinction between the thematic and differences, the insertion of a, even though it's in different forms of a or ya or aya or a.
That's exactly right. But what he does in his teaching of it, see if I can find it here for you, it's interesting. In what he does in his teaching of it is break the, like in the 4th gana, the gana sign is ya.
Mm-hmm.
He breaks ya into the yakara plus a.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And he breaks aya into ay plus a.
Uh-huh.
And he has
it should maintain that idea that it's the thematic a that's the constant. You think that's why he does it that way?
Yeah, that's why he does it that way. And he has a little chart. I was trying to find his little chart. When I saw his little chart, I thought, oh, this is why he wants to do it this way. Now I have to find that chart.
I know where that chart is.
Are you there? It's on the bottom of, I think,
the
left. Yeah, it's on page 28.
Right.
Yeah.
Bottom of page 20. I like that chart.
Yeah, in book one, bottom of page 28. In order for this chart to work, he has to divide the yakara or aya out. Okay. So bottom of page 28, you see where it says first guna,
mm-hmm.
guna the short middle vowel, guna final vowel, no vriddhi. No vriddhi, a final vowel, no yakara, no ayi, just a. See how it goes?
Mm-hmm.
Going across. Look at the 4th gana. No guna, no guna, no vriddhi. Yes for the yakara, no aya, yes for the a.
Mm-hmm.
And look at the 6th. No, 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 a.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the 10th. Guna, yes. Guna, final vowel, no. Vriddhi, a final vowel. Yes. No yakara, but ay.
Mm-hmm.
And then the akara.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, it's very clear. I like this.
Yeah. By doing it this way, it makes it clear. It's just that I personally I've never learned it dividing. Like, if you were to know the gana sign of the 4th, you wouldn't say the yakara plus a.
Mm-hmm.
You'd say yeah, you know.
Yeah.
But this is fine because he's done it to make this little chart work.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So let's move on. that's number 7, ended the final sentence. The verbs of the other 6 conjugations do not insert before the terminations. So we're clear on that. Right?
Mm-hmm.
First 4, 6, and 10 do. Dual termination that is going to send it ends with, okay, 8. As in the case of nouns with 2 or 3 stems, so also in the case of verbs of the 2nd, 3rd, 5th, 7th, 8th, and 9th conjugations. There are strong and weak forms which must be carefully remembered. Okay. So you have to make sure, I kind of have this chart, this visual in my mind, the whole chart.
Mm-hmm.
So the strong forms occur in the first, second, and third person singular of the present tense, parasmaipada. Are you going to see that?
Yeah.
In the first, second, and third singular of the imperfect, parasmaipada. And in the first person singular, all the way across.
Mm-hmm.
And in the first person singular, dual and plural. And in the third person singular of the imperative, parasmaipada. In the first person singular, in the first person singular, dual, and plural of the imperative Atmanepada. So that's the only place in the Atmanepada that we have strong. Everything else is weak. But in the Parasmaipada, present and imperfect, the singulars, imperative all the way across in the first, in the third person singular, and potential for both Parasmaipada and Atmanepada are weak.
Mm-hmm.
So this has to be the second nature, like the Gunavriddhi chart.
Mm-hmm.
The following schema gives a clear idea of the distribution of strong and weak forms. The strong forms are marked with an X, so that if you don't have that down, you should do it. Page 5. The difference between strong and weak forms will be shown separately for each conjugation. Right? 9. The terminations of the parasmaipada are the same as those given in part 1, except those of the potential and that of the second person singular of the imperative, which is he. So let's look at those parasmaipada terminations. Do you remember what the imperative termination is for the second person singular in the first group?
He.
No, that's the second group.
Oh, in the first group. No, I don't remember.
Blank.
Oh yeah, it's just
basically
just a
like gotcha.
Not a termination.
Oh,
the first group.
That's right.
Okay.
In the first group,
the first conjugation.
No, in the first group, first 4, 6, and 10th.
Oh right, but the regular one.
The regular one, yeah, the thematic.
Okay.
The,
it's like the unga, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly like the unga. So it doesn't. The termination is blank. It's zero. So what they're saying here is they're saying that, you know, there's some differences between the terminations of the thematic group and what's the next one called? Athematic?
Athematic
group.
And this was your chart, right, that you gave us that we used.
Oh, okay, yeah, I don't have it. I'm just using this one now. That's right, exactly.
Okay.
So, but if you're looking here on page 5 of your second book,
mm-hmm.
if you look at the imperative, second person singular, you have he. Where if in the thematic it would be blank. Okay, nothing would be there. The other thing he points out, the potential are completely different. Right? That would be it etam gosh, again, un whatever they are, I can't remember now. Starts with E. What are the first group terminations? For the potential.
Eight?
Yeah.
And then we have the eight and then we have, yeah. Eight, huh? So we have eight, like for the parasmaya.
Yeah, what are the pair, just read me the parasmaya for the termination.
Start from the first person down. So it's
AM,
eight, and eight for the first, second, third person singular.
Yeah. Then what?
Parasmaya. And then for Atmane, it's Aya, and Aka.
Just do parasmaipada.
Okay. Do you want the dual?
Mm-hmm, I want the dual.
Ava, Etam, Etam. And then for the plural, first person, Ama.
You know, those are the way I taught it. You're reading from something else, aren't you? Is it from a something that you've had from before?
Yeah, these were the endings that we learned for the potential, for the optative or potential mood.
But then...
For parasmai.
Okay.
So and those are the plural that I'm giving you.
Okay, let me look it up in this book. When I learned it, we learned it as E, and then the A plus E took guna to become A. But you learned it as the ending actually being A and not having to go through the Sunday rule. There's another sutra called the Togune that could account for that.
Okay. So we have the sort of the version, the finished version, in a sense.
Yeah, then you would have to drop the Sunday rule, or you'd have to apply a particular sutra. Do you understand what I'm talking about there? Hang on a second.
So, we're sitting...
48.
Yeah, we are... The Sunday was already worked out for us when we got the
determination. Yeah, oh, I'm seeing it in the Antoine,
Go to page 49 in Antoine. Just so that... You should know, right?
Yeah,
you should know this.
49, right?
Yeah, page 49.
Book 1?
Book 1. Page 49, book 1. Let me tell you about something about this. It, just with the Pyrrhic Maipada for now. The endings are almost identical to the imperfect endings.
Okay.
Ambama istanta ittam an. Okay? So here, it takes that I affix, if it begins with a vowel. So iam, then eva, ima, ihi, there's the is, ihi, itam, ita, it, itam, EU who has to be memorized. Right? And now you learned it as A, but if it were A, then there's going to be without applying upon a sutra called Ato Gune, which is not going to work. I don't know why he learned it with the A. I'll have to look it up and see. There must be a reason that he taught it that way. But do you see what the problem is?
Mm-hmm.
If you take the gunna sign plus A, that would be I.
Mm-hmm.
But A plus E is A. And
right.
So usually in the books that I've studied, we learn it this way with
yeah.
an E. So as long as you've memorized it that way, you just have to understand that it's replacing, he's already adding the gunna sign in there. Okay? So if you look at these endings on page 49 of book 1, and now go to the potential endings of the Pyrrhic Maipada on page 5 of book 2, you'll see how different they are, in a sense. But the endings, now instead of adding E or Ia, it adds Ya, but the ending is the same. Ambama, Istanta, Ittam, Yuhu. That's what I want you to note. They're like the past tense endings. Look at the imperfect. Ambama istanta ittam an. You see those endings of the imperfect? On page 5 of book 2. Page 5 of book 2. Look at the imperfect endings. Ambama istanta ittam an, right? Now look over at the potential. This is on page 5 of book 2. Here before those endings you add ya, yam, yava, yama, yaha, yatam, yata, yat, yatam, yuhu. Yuhu is an exception, third person plural. You see it?
Yeah.
Now could you look on page 49 of book 1? And look at the Pyrrhic Maipada endings. Iyam, Eva, Hema. Everybody see?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see it's the same endings except it's taking E now. It's taking E before instead of... And if the termination begins with a vowel like it'll take E, Ia. Iam, so Iam, Eva, Ima, Is, Itam, Ita, It, Itam, Iyuhu. So I just want to spend just a little time looking at it just so that you know these two forms.
I'm really confused, Carol, I'm sorry, but the chart that you gave us, when you gave us these charts for these endings, it was. I really liked it because you had put that you put stuff in green where the endings were different from 1, 4, 6, and 10.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that you did put in green the potential, the optative agmane. And I was confused by that because we had learned the different endings. But now I know the reason you didn't do that is that these, are you saying these are the same?
Yeah, the agmane kind of doesn't change.
Right.
But we're going to go over that now.
Okay.
We're just
so these are really the real endings, so we do have them then.
Yeah, I think they're exactly the same. Let me just check. Okay. Yeah, they're exactly the same. In the Atmanapada.
So the Atmanate potential endings don't really change.
No, they don't.
It looks like they changed because we had the different ones.
Okay. Yeah. Ah, that's okay. Right.
All right.
That's right. Okay. So let's say with Parasmaipada, we're almost done with it, then we'll go to Atmanapada.
Sorry, okay.
Yeah, no, I understand the confusion.
Right.
Okay, so let's get this straight. In the potential, right, Parasmaipada, in the first 4, 6, and 10, we have the long, it takes the long E. Iyam, Iva, Ima, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ihi, Itam, Ita, It, Itam, Iyuhu. That is replaced, that long E is replaced by Ya in the second group. So Yam, Yava, Yama, Yaha, Yatam, Yata, Yatam. Then Yuhu, instead of Iyuhu, it's Yuhu, it's not Yayuhu. You have to make that note. It's just Yuhu, not Yayuhu.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Okay, so let's go to Atmanapada. The Atmanapada in book form is, everybody with me? Atmanapada in book one for the potential.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me find out where I am here.
Yep, it's the same, right?
Yeah, it's exactly the same. No problem. Okay, so now we can go through this again. Go back up to number nine on page 5 of book 2, just to reread this. The terminations of the Parasmaipada are the same as those given in part 1, except those of the potential and that of the second person singular of the imperative, which is he. Okay? These are the Parasmaipada, we're just talking about Parasmaipada now. Okay? So the terminations of the Parasmaipada are the same as those given in part 1, except those of the potential, where we have E in part 1 and Nya in part 2. Okay? And the second person singular of the imperative, which is he. In the first group, it's blank. Just as Kenny says, it's just the anga. Okay? The terminations of the Atmanapada show the following differences. Okay? So, here they are. The third person plural of the present imperfect and imperative drop the nakara. So if you can look at those in the Atmanapada, ate, instead of ante, ate, instead of anta, ata, instead of antam, atam. See that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the third person plural of the present imperfect and is dropping in instead of ante, anta, and antam, we have ate, ata, and atam. The second and third persons dual of the present, imperfect, and imperative replace the initial E with A. Okay, this is another important one. Let's go to the present tense. Are you at the bottom of page 5 for the present tense there in the Atmanapada?
Mm-hmm.
Are you there, Virginia?
Yeah.
A, fahe, mahe, say, ate instead of ite. Ate, dwe. Te, ate, ate. So that ate replaces ite.
Mm-hmm.
So that where it says in the second and third person's dual of the present imperfect imperative replace the e by a. So you have to remember your present tense endings. I'll go to the imperfect, evahi mahi, taha, atam instead of itam, duam. Ta, atam instead of itam. Ata instead of anta. Ruben? No? You with me?
No, I am. It's a little confusing. I mean, I understand it when I look at the charts and things, and if I can just see, you know, what the thematic is versus the non-thematic is,
yeah.
Then I can see the difference visually. I can get it. It's just confusing because I'm trying to, you know, be in sync with the chart is.
Is it in sync with my chart there?
Yeah.
Okay. If you can do it on my chart, does it make any difference?
Yeah, I just.
Let's look at the imperative Atmanapada.
Okay.
I, avahai, amahai, swa, Atam instead of Etam. Dwam, Tam, Atam instead of Etam, and then Antam, Atam instead of Antam. That's where it says the second and third person dual of the present imperfect and imperative replaced the E by A. Now, the potential is the same. It's exactly the same as in the first group, the thematics. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I just was going to say that I found this chart incredibly helpful when you gave this to us, and then I just highlighted in yellow what was different. So that showed me that anything that was in yellow,
there's a change.
Those would be different.
Yeah.
That I would have to, basically.
Yeah, I would love a copy of that.
I'll send it to you, Penny.
Carol, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Could you just highlight the words that were agreed on here?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all I did.
It's actually hard because of the print in Antoine to really, just the typeface.
Yeah.
Kind of
that's
strange, so that would be good.
Yeah. Okay, 5 after 11, let's take a quick break.
Okay.
Just a refresh break.
Stand up. Hey, Tiffany. Bathroom break.